Sirach, chapter 30. He who loves his son will continue to spank him, that he may have joy of him at the last. He who chastises his son will have profit of him, and in the midst of his acquaintances he will have glory of him. He who teaches his son will provoke his enemy to jealousy, and before friends will he exult over him. When his father dies, it is as though he did not die, for he has left behind him one like him. In his life he saw and rejoiced, and in his death he was not grieved. Against his enemies he has left an avenger, and to his friends one who repays favor. He who pampers his son will bind up his wounds, and his heart is troubled at every cry. An unbroken horse becomes stubborn, and a son left at large becomes headstrong. Coddle your child, and he will terrify you. Play with him continually, and he will grieve you. Do not laugh with him lest he cause you pain, and at the last you gnash with your teeth. Do not let him have independence in his youth, and do not ignore his mischievous acts. As a python pounces upon a wild beast, so chastise his loins while he is yet young. Bow down his head in his youth, and spank him while he is yet small, lest he become stubborn and rebel against you, and there be born to you vexation of spirit from him. Control your son, and make his yoke heavy, lest in his folly he lift himself up against you. Better is a poor man healthy in body than a rich man stricken in his flesh. I desire life in health rather than fine gold, and a cheerful spirit rather than pearls. There is no wealth above the wealth of health, and there is no good above that of a sound heart. Better is death than a life of vanity, and eternal rest than continual pain. Good things poured out before a closed mouth are like an offering placed before an idol. What does it profit the idols of the nations, which neither eat nor smell? So is he who has wealth, but cannot enjoy it. He sees it with his eyes, and groans, as a eunuch who embraces a maiden. Do not give your soul to sorrow, and do not be worried in your own counsel. Joy of heart is life to a man, and happiness in a man prolongs days. Enjoy your soul and cheer your heart, and put vexation far from you. For sorrow has killed many, and there is no profit in vexation. Envy and anger shorten days, and anxiety makes gray before the time. The sleep of him who is of a cheerful heart is like dainties, and his food agrees with him.